So, hello. This is my first time trying to talk for a long period of time about random things. I am Wiccan, I practice witchcraft slash paganism. I'm not exactly a Wiccan, though a definition I saw on Pinterest somewhere said that it's just the belief in the two gods, which would be the god and the goddess, or a pantheon or whatever, however you say it. I'm really bad at talking and grammar and English and spelling and all sorts of things. I am good at singing though, but no, I'm just gonna talk about stuff that I think of, honestly. I'm currently browsing through my Tumblr, trying to find pages that I am interested in. All of my likes, let's see. Is there anything I can read to you guys? Well, to the camera, or not camera, microphone. Let's see. So, recently, I have picked up witchcraft, and so I am still learning a lot about it. I'm guessing this is just going to be a podcast about you guys learning along with me. What is a witch is a question that I see a lot on Tumblr, and I often see like various answers. Most recently, just because most of Tumblr is pretty open, it's anybody. Anyone is a witch. Anyone could be a witch, I mean. You don't have to be female. You don't have to be cisgender, cis... whatever. You don't have to be a Caucasian teenage or middle-aged female. You can be any age, any gender, any sexuality, any ethnicity, anything. It's not about that. It's about, well, it's really just about what you make it to be about. I am kind of, yes, kind of no, using it almost as an escape. Let's see. When I was younger, I was super interested in all of these things about magic and history and creating potions and balms and things like that with my childhood friends. We would run around my yard, their yard, down the street to get probably, most likely, poisonous berries and leaves and fruits and things and flowers, and just put them on the edge of my sidewalk that goes up to my stairs. Well, went up to the stairs in that house. Put them on the edge, and we'd just take rocks and we just smash them against it, and we'd mash it up. And then we'd take it and we'd draw shapes on each other, which we're probably very lucky that none of us broke out in hives or some other type of allergic reaction. But yeah, I mean, that was probably age 7 to 11, I believe, is when I moved away from there. And so that's just something that was big. I finally had a bunch of close friends, even if they weren't all that close looking back at it. And we could do crazy, strange things. When I was younger, at that time period, I wanted to be normal. Put that in quotes, normal. I wanted to be just like every other girl in the school. I wanted to have long hair, be talking about boys and makeup and everything else under the sun that any girl in my mind, any perfect girl in my mind would talk about. And that kind of suppressed a bit I think, on my imagination and intelligence. Because I, as a child, was very, very smart for my age. I was ahead of the class in everything. But to me, that wasn't a good thing. That was a horrible, horrible thing. And now I'm like, why would you think that's bad? Flaunt your talent if you have it. If you're good at something, and it's not just faking it, show everyone. Go up to them and be like, hey, look at this. I can do this, and I'm great. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. Don't hide that. When I moved to Virginia, that was, So right now, that would probably be 9 years ago. 9 years ago when I moved to Virginia, I was just fresh out of first grade. And I was scared. I was scared to go to a new school. And I just wanted to fit in with everyone. I made some friends that kind of smacked me upside the head with logic and went, why would you want to do that? Then you'd be boring. You'd be just like everyone else. Nothing would set you apart. And so I made it my goal to do the opposite, to be the weird one, to be the strange one. Now, that's kind of a good thing, kind of a bad thing. I moved from the city I was in to a town that takes 5 minutes to get from either side. And that's a hypothetical 5 minutes. It actually takes probably about 10 to 15 to get from one very, very far end of it to the other, like from barrier to barrier, town line to town line. But I decided when I got here that I was still going to be weird and strange and different, but I was going to tone it down a bit. And then I made more friends, and I kind of lost my other friends. I still talk to them, just not as often as I'd like. But I made more friends, and they're just like me too. And it's great. Having a group that you can be with and be friends with who's just like you is great. I mean, you don't realize that you're lonely until you make friends. I didn't realize what that sinking feeling in my chest and my heart was until I made my first, very first friend in this town. And I was like, whoa, we connect so well. I feel whole again. I'm so happy. And, I mean, then I got depressed again. And then I got happy, then I got depressed, then I got happy, then I got depressed. Now I'm happy again, but hopefully that'll last for a while because I'm in a really good place right now and I've got too many friends to count. Like, I still, out of habit, say that I don't have many friends, but in actuality, I do. I've got tons of friends all over the school, and it just makes me so happy when I think about it. But my friend is also pagan, Wiccan, whatever. And sorry for the random topic jumps. My brain sometimes skips ahead of my mouth. But they are the one who introduced me to what it was that I was actually attempting to do when I was little. And I was enthralled by it. I was hooked on this idea that all of these things, they actually have a name. I wasn't just the weird one. That even if there wasn't many people around me who did these things, there were people all over the world who did. And it was a great realization. And I needed that. Like, I needed to know that I could connect, even if they weren't right there in front of me. There are people out there. And there are many people out there. But there's also a low enough number that when I type in, let's see, I'm going to do it right now. When I type in witchcraft, here, I'll type in witchcraft. When I type in witchcraft in the Tumblr search bar, it pops up with a bunch of people to follow. And see, one, I've followed all of them except two so far. Two that have appeared, three now. Three that have appeared, I only clicked the next bar a couple of times, but three of them have appeared that I haven't followed. I follow literally every single witch blur that comes up, which is the name for Wiccan or witchcraft tumblers, if you didn't know. Tumblr is also a website where you can see blogs and blog posts and similar things. But I don't know, I was so happy to have found a community where I'd be accepted for who I am with all of my strange perks and quirks. Yeah, sorry, it's rather late at this point in time, and I'm just rambling at this point. Yeah, I guess I'll see you here, whatever. I'll do another episode soon for whatever I'm going to call this channel. I haven't actually decided yet. I'm just randomly thinking. Let's see. Maybe, no, that's cheesy. I'm trying to find my witch Tumblr name, and it's, no, it's bad. It's bad. It's real bad. All right, bye, I guess. I don't really know how to end this, so bye. I'll do another episode in a couple of days, maybe even tomorrow. I don't know. See ya.